HealingPowerHour.com.
Tune to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L.
Good morning, everyone. Today is a great day. This is Dr. Akila, and I'm wishing upon everyone who's listening right now, and those who are not listening, I wish upon you blessings of peace, love, health, and prosperity. Today is a great day, actually. I decided to do this recording early in the morning. During the week, Monday through Friday, I have lots to do, and one of my daily rituals is going to the gym, and I do that now in the morning before my last competition in March. I was going in the afternoon, and now I switched it up to the morning because of other things that are demanded of my time. And that's the good thing about working out. You can do it 24 hours a day, anytime. There's no set schedule. So I do appreciate the fact that I'm blessed in that area. And I thank the universe for allowing me the opportunity to go and allow myself to schedule different things at different times, which was more appropriate for my lifestyle. So during the weekday, I decided to do my telebroadcasting in the morning time, so I can just get it out of the way, so just like 30, 45 minutes. I don't think I might do an hour. I don't know. I always say that, but who knows? It just depends on what my spirit states. Today's show is very important. Today's show is on the healing circle, and I must warn those listening, if you are closed-minded, if you are full of judgment, if you have unresolved issues with a certain type of spiritual realities and experiences, as well as those who are easily spooked, turn this off, go somewhere else, and enjoy your day. Those who are open-minded and also who like to go down a different spiritual path into healing, let your third eye see and your ears listen, because there's a difference between hearing and listening. And I told someone that last week, I said, I'm listening to you, I don't hear you. You hear something passively in the background. I can put on music and hear it, but I'm not particularly listening to the lyrics, or I'm not listening to the beat or the melody. I just hear it. But when you listen to details. And this is what this program is all about, the Healing Circle. So let's go ahead and get started, because this is only going to be a 45-minute show. First of all, there are several types of healing circles, but I want to explain the one that I used to be a part of, and then I'm going to tell you how that came about. Many years ago, not many years ago, but it's 2009 right now, so I guess it was over 12 years ago, but I do believe back in 1995 or 96, more likely 96, my memory is starting to come back. In 1996, my friends, I had powerful friends, still have powerful friends, but those, back then I had very powerful spiritual women in my life, and I decided to gather them together for a healing circle because I had certain clients that were dealing with challenges. And at that time, I started my business, Celestial Healing, in 1997. And I wanted, before then, I was doing like every now and then at my convenience, seeing clients whenever I could in 1996. And I was, oh, I remember I used to have a little small little office in the building in Little Five Points off of Euclid Avenue, and it was in a building where I was sharing also an office with a nonprofit organization that I started called Sisters Helping Sisters. And now that organization has been given to someone else who can take charge of it. Actually, I haven't checked on that organization in a long time, but I had started a very, very powerful nonprofit organization called Sisters Helping Sisters. And in that same office is where I would also see health clients part-time because I was going to school and to become a naturopathic doctor. And I wanted to go ahead and put a lot of things that I was learning in school into practice. And so I would see people for $15. Oh boy, time sure has changed. I would see people for $15, and I would do all kinds of testings on them and create a herbal regimen in addition to a nutritional lifestyle and just basically change their lives and reformulated what they were doing and just reformulated a lot of programs and just gave them a new way of living and eating and thinking and a way of being and gave them an herbal regimen. And I was very successful, and they were very grateful, especially at that price. And there were times where I would get challenges of clients I didn't know what to do with, or I felt insecure because I felt that I did not have the knowledge at that time because I was still going through school, but I wasn't officially a naturopathic doctor, and I wasn't officially a certified master herbalist, there were some things where I had challenges where someone was about to go on dialysis and their kidneys were functioning at 25% and they didn't want to go on dialysis. Or I encountered someone who had fibroids the size of 12 centimeters and I had no idea how to shrink something that huge before. Now it's a cakewalk. You know, I think the largest fibroid I have ever helped someone's shrink is 16 centimeters. Anything larger than that, we would have to have a talk because the 16 centimeters was challenging, but the woman who had it is currently fibroid-free. But that's only because years and years of doing this, I can do it with my eyes closed, but when you're fresh, like I was in 1996, going through school and I was so excited and I wanted to heal the world, and I created a healing circle. I formed a healing circle consisting of powerful women of all races, all nationalities, all religions, and some were not religious, others, some were spiritual. So we had Muslims, Christians. I do believe we even had a Catholic woman, someone who was also into Kabbalah. And then we had a lot of spiritual sisters there who were not necessarily religious in a sense of an organized religion, but they were very aware of the universe and the powers and the God within all of us, okay, the higher power as well as the lower power. So These were very powerful women I had had in the circle. And I called them all together to help with the clients. And in addition to the people that they wanted to help, they had some friends and family. We all called together, and we would bring an item that represent them if we could not bring them themselves, to bring inside the healing circle, to gather together in unity and, you know, pray upon the person. And what I would do is my clients that were having challenges that at the time I was new to dealing with, I would bring their client folders. So I would have the vanilla folders with me, and we would all get together. Let's see, I'm going off the top of my head, so I want to explain how everything went according to plan, or how everything was structured. We would all wear white. I do remember that. We would all wear white. And we would go into a location that was free from outside interferences. So if we were in someone's home, we had to make sure that it was a home where we didn't have to hear negative music or anyone, a whole bunch of police sirens outside. And you can block those things out, but for others who were new, I wasn't new to a healing circle. I used to be a part of one before. But for those who were new to a healing circle, that could be distractions. So we would meet at a certain location and also a certain house, and the house would be cleansed by one of the spiritual leaders, and they would go around and cleanse the house of any negative energy. And they would light white candles and have nice smelling incense going on inside the place, and very harmonic music. It'd be always be instrumental, but it would be a very loving melody that consists of violins or maybe pianos or a harp. I love beautiful music that has harps in it, and or violins, and it was something that was very soothing that just basically got to your soul. And when we all got there, we all brought a dish, and the dish had to consist of live foods. And oh boy, that was a great feast. I think I ate my best meals at healing circles. So each one of us would create a dish, and the dish would consist of live foods. They would always either be raw or vegan or vegetarian. But even if they were vegetarian, it wouldn't have any type of cheese in it. And at that time, I was a cheese lover. But I was being aware that we had to eat food that were high in vibrations. And understand, there's a vibration level in everything. And you have more of a higher vibration and higher nutritional base also, but higher vibrations in raw foods than you do in cooked foods. So raw foods were considered more live, where cooked foods were dead, and we wanted to digest foods that were live and high in a certain type of vibration. In addition to drinking, we would have either fresh juice vegetables, or we would do the smoothies. It was just something that we used to store more positive energies into our bodies at the time. So we would bring a dish, and we would all hug each other. It was always something positive said. Negative things were forbidden to be said or done during the healing circle meeting. And we all got together and stated positive things, telling each other, you look beautiful, and being sincere about it, and wishing upon each other peace and health and prosperity, and basically just really feeding each other positive, powerful energies so that we can elevate ourselves to our highest level during that time, because we all were going to get together and pray over someone that needed our help. And I had my clients, and the sisters had their family and friends that they wanted us to pray over. So we would gather together in the circle, and I was the circle mother, so therefore I would assign one of the sisters to lead us in prayer, and then I would basically state the order of things, and we would go around in the circle, and I would never go first. I would go last because I was the circle mother. So the person to my left would go first. We were we're all on the floor. It's clean, by the way. So we're all wearing white, no shoes, preferably barefoot. But if someone had cold feet due to circulation issues, they can wear white socks. But there was only one sister who was that way, and the rest of us our feet were bare. We would sit any kind of style on the floor. You could just sit on the floor regularly, or you can do Indian style. You can use the lotus position. It just depends on your preference on how you want to sit. And the person to my left was the person they would start. They would bring a clothing item or picture of the person that needed prayer. So, for example, the sister to my left, and remember, we're all different races here, so when I say sister, it goes for not necessarily women of color, but just women in unity. So they're all of different races, but we all call each other sisters because we are sisters together. And the sister to my left would either have a picture or a clothing item with the person's energy on it. So let's say, for example, because we had so many of these, I can't remember off the top of my head how each meeting went, but if she had a picture of someone, and these are going to go hypothetically here, so she had a picture of her brother, she placed the picture in the center of the circle, okay, and she would tell us her brother's name and his location. She would describe the rest of his body if it was just a facial picture, and she would tell us what was going on with him. So with this scenario, her brother was having some issues with his heart. He had a heart attack 5 months prior to this meeting. And he is constantly having flutters and numbness in his left arm. He's very scared, and every time he goes to the doctor, they admit him for studies and to put him on lots of medications to bring down his blood pressure because it would just go sky high. His first heart attack was very scary and traumatic, and he doesn't want to go through another one, and she wants us all to send healing thoughts and wishes and blessings to him in his heart. So once she tells us what was going on with him, and I would look around to the room and ask any of the sisters, do you have any questions before we begin? And they, one at a time, would ask, what is his favorite color, or what is, they were asked very good questions too. I think they were also asked questions about his current health status. Does he smoke? Does he drink a lot? What is one of his bad habits that we could all pray that he overcomes? And these are very important questions we were asking. And what has happened as a result of the heart attack? Did he lose his job? Does he have any dysfunctions in other organs as a result of the heart attack? And she would answer everything to the best of her abilities. And then once the questions were stopped and we all had a general idea, we saw him in our head and we had him in our hearts, we all connected through hands. So we all grabbed each other's hands. The sister to my right, I would grab her, hold her left hand with my right hand, and the sister to my left, I would hold her right hand with my left hand, and we would close our eyes and visualize the brother of the sister in the circle as being healthy, as being healed, as being full of life. Any habits of smoking, we see him being smoke-free. We see him being a person who enjoys exercising by walking an hour every other day. We see him happy, and then I would guide the healing circle. So I was the guide, and I would tell the sisters, focus on his heart and visualize his heart as black, but now we're going to turn it into a nice white color, bright, and then go from the bright to gold. These colors have a significant role, by the way. We would see his heart going from gold into red and beating and being very vibrant and strong, and we would see his face go from depressed to happy, and his health going from low to high, and his high blood pressure going from 189 over 110 to 120 over 80, and we would just all come together and send these healing vibrations to him and see him there. And once I felt that I was feeling my spirit that those vibrations are sent to him and the healing has been sent, especially to the universe down to him, then we would end that session, cleanse, and then move on to the next person. When it came to me, what I would do is I would have the folder, because I never had a clothing item, nor would I have a picture of the person, of the client that needed healing from my practice. But I would have their folder, and their folder would have their signature on it. So it had some kind of energy. Maybe a little, but it had some kind of energy in it. And I would put the folder in the middle of the circle, and I would say, I would tell the healing circle of sisters, I would tell them, this is, hypothetically we'll say, this is Marcia Richards. She has been born with a dysfunctional kidney. Both kidneys, she had a kidney transplant that didn't take, and now her doctors are wanting to put her on dialysis because one of her kidneys have failed or is failing, and the other one is only running at a 25%. Marcia does not want to go on dialysis. She wants her kidneys to function at their best. I am doing the best that I can to rectify the situation. Now understand, this is back in 1996. Now, like I said, after years and years of doing this and years of experience, all the things that used to be new and unknown to me is a cakewalk now. But at that time, I had no idea how to make the pain go away and how to help her. So here's what the healing circle would do. I would describe her, tell them what area she lives in, and basically just tell them what type of person she seems to be based upon my analysis or my observation. What the healing circle would do is they would first send healing thoughts and blessings of knowledge to me. They would energize me to come up with methods to take care of this woman, to come up with methods that will naturally heal her, to come up with solutions to solve the problems with her kidneys. And I would just sit there and feel this, because it was never my intention. When we first did the first healing circle, it was another sister, another wise elder who was in the circle. Also, it's great to have an elder in the circle. That makes it just as powerful. But it was an elder there who was familiar with these healing circles. And she said, before we begin, she says, we all need to send healing prayers of wisdom and strength to Dr. Keela first, and then Marcia. And I remember sitting there and feeling warm and feeling the vibrations. It felt so great. It felt like a nice cloud embracing me, and I just really, really felt that wonderful energy, and I was tingly all over, and I really loved that sensation where everyone was sending all those powerful vibrations to me. And sitting there while they were doing that, I started to visualize myself learning a new technique or finding this particular herb to help with the kidneys, and seeing myself successfully bringing her kidneys back to their normal functions, even the one that was deemed unfunctional. So I saw myself doing these things, and this is also powerful, where visualization is a very powerful tool. We all should visualize. So even though I was praying for Marsha, I had to visualize myself helping her. I had to visualize myself successfully achieving the goal of rectifying all of the health issues she came to see me with in the first place. Then when we focused on Marsha, we focused on the kidneys, and sometimes some people will see one of the kidneys is faded. Others will see that both kidneys are blackened with gook all in it. And some will just see the kidneys shriveled in the way. Whatever the sister saw in her mind's eye, she took it from that visualization to a positive visualization. So if she saw the kidneys shriveled up, then she would see them balloon back into their perfect shape and size. She would see them vibrate into a normal color and function to the best of their capabilities. So she would see a little scale, like a thermometer, and she would see the scale at 30%, and she would see the scale going up from 30 to 40 to 50 to 70 to 80 to 90, all the way up to 100. And she would see that the scale at 100, like a thermometer, the red line moving from 30% all the way up to 100% with the kidneys of Marsha. And with both of those things happening, where they're sending healing thoughts and blessings to me, in addition to healing thoughts and blessings to Marsha, seeing her healed, visualizing her kidneys functioning at 100%, that was a very powerful type of visualization. And when we end the healing circle, we would end it with blessings of all of us, and we would see each other together. I noticed that when we would all see each other together in unity as strong, powerful, enlightened women. And I'm sure we were vibrating at our highest level during that time, especially because we're all connected, and there were several women. I think it was about 8 women, probably 7 or 8 of us together. Sometimes we would have others. I think the most I've ever had in a healing circle was 15. But it was always the regulars, which was 7 and 8 of us, who would all be together. And once we would send healing prayers and visualizations to those who were of the request in the circle, we would basically start sending healing requests to each other and see each other at their highest peak. And then we would end the circle with a prayer. And basically we would just come out of the trance and then, you know, come out and just sit there for a second. Never has there ever been a time where we break out of the hand-holding or break out of the visualization and open our eyes where we felt like we just wanted to get up. A lot of times when we come out of our, what I call a trance, and when we come out of our visualization and disconnect hands, we would sit there for a while. We would sit there for 15 to 30 minutes just enjoying the healing energy we put there. And it was very therapeutic, very, very therapeutic. And I remember when we finally had to get up, it took some time because the circulation in our legs was sitting there for so long. And, you know, you were not aware of it at the time, but when it was time to get up, we had to do a lot of stretching because we were down there for so long. But like I said, the powers were so, they were so high, and it was so strong that we were not aware of our physical limitations. We were not aware of our physical limitations during the time of being on the floor, or kneeling, or being in any type of lotus position. We were just aware of our spirits, and that in itself is a powerful thing. So we would do these healing circles every first Sunday or every third Sunday of the month. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because I would love to have that type of circle around the world. I know that we all cannot get together and form this certain circle. And I know that this broadcast will be heard all around the world, Austria, Germany, and China, Japan, Brazil, Cuba, America, of course, you know, India. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to humbly ask that those who have eyes to see and those who have ears to listen to take the time on the first Sunday to pray for, of course, world peace, but to also take the time to send out healing vibrations to those you love. And what I'm going to do is create a page on my website that is dedicated to those in need of prayer. So, for example, let's say, for instance, there is a woman who is, or a man, it can go for any sex or race or nationality, doesn't matter. Let's say, for instance, there's a woman who was diagnosed with colon cancer. She's in a remote area and would like, she doesn't want to have her colon removed, and nor does she want chemotherapy, and she wished to have the healing circle, which is an international, we'll call this an international healing circle, to pray for her and see her healing. So she'll see herself healed. So what I probably will do is create this web page and put her name, her location, and describe her, or even have her picture up there, and then have what the healing request is. So her healing request is to heal herself of colon cancer. So people from all over the world will see this, and if you can also, you don't have to work to the first Sunday or the third Sunday, but if you just see it up there after it's been posted, because I'll post it on the first Sunday and the third Sunday. So go to my website. I haven't created it yet because this is just something I just thought about in my head, and I'm going to make that thought a reality. And you go and you read it, and then I want you to be still. You don't have to wear white. You don't have to go and light candles and incense and things like that. But I do want you to turn off any type of distraction once you get out of any distracted area, whereas the TV is on, turn it off. If not, go into the bathroom. A bathroom is if you live in a house full of people, go into the bathroom and have the water running and just basically, and if that feels like you have to relieve yourself, go ahead and do that. But then after a while, just go ahead and start to visualize this person with a clean colon. See little tigers leaving her immune system, which is in the thymus gland, traveling down her circulatory system all the way down to her colon, and see the little tigers and the sharks. My favorite visualization, seeing white sharks, which is the white blood cells, going into the colon and eating up all of the cancer cells and just eating them up and eating them up. And then finally the shark is so full that it just basically goes into the colon to be expelled out, and to see her just healing herself and see her healed and happy and living joyfully and going to the doctor and the doctor stating that, hey, there is no cancer there. We don't have to do any chemotherapy. We don't have to take out any of your colon. We see that you're cancer free. This is a very powerful thing, because if everyone who sees this on the website will send that healing vibration out there to the person, we could do a lot of healing. We can really help a lot of people. And all you have to do is just be still and see the person in perfect health. See them at their top health level and feel them. Because understand, I want everybody to understand something. When you pray upon someone and send healing health upon them, wishing the Creator, that goes by so many names, to heal them of any particular ailment, disease, or illness, do you know that that will come back upon you where it's time where you need prayer, that someone will do that for you? And here's the deal. You may not even know they exist. You may not even know that they are doing any of this. You don't know their name. You don't know their circumstance. You don't know what they look like. But it's good to know that when you do unto others, it will be done unto you. And I believe in that full circle. So on the first Sunday and the third Sunday of each month, go to my website. And it will be either under the news section, or I'll have a certain link where it's called the Healing Circle or the International Healing Circle. That's what I'm going to keep calling it. I need to tell my spirit that that's what I'm going to call it, the International Healing Circle. And I'm going to send out healing vibrations and ask that everybody else send out healing vibrations, where there's individuals around the world who will email our office with prayer requests, and the Healing Circle will grant that request and send those healing vibrations out to them all across the world. Oh, my goodness, I'm getting chills just thinking about it. It would be so powerful. It would be so powerful to think about all of the people who are not able to get the healing that they seek due to financial lack, and they can get those vibrations sent to them from all across the world. Wouldn't that be fantastic? That would just be so fantastic. I just would get goosebumps just thinking about it. So I would definitely call upon people to go to my website. Probably right now it is Monday, April the 13th. Oh, what a wonderful day. First of all, I would like to tell everyone that Mondays are great days. Mondays is a moon day, and it's a great day for women. Understanding your uterus will vibrate at a very high level on Mondays. And Sundays are for men, it's on Sundays, the sun, and moon days is Monday. So, on Monday, the April the 13th, give me about a couple of days, like 3 or 4 days, and I will create this page for the Healing International Healing Circle, and basically have an email link for those who request prayers, and it will be posted on the third Sunday, which I think is coming up really soon. I think it's going to be coming up next Sunday. So That means I'm definitely going to have to get busy on it, huh? So we're going to definitely do that. And just check out the website and the link, and it will have the email address, and it will also have the email address to send your prayer request to, and it will also have a page where we list the people who are in need of prayer and your healing thoughts and well wishes. So that is my vision for the International Healing Circle. And those who would like to participate, please do so. Your healing thoughts and prayers are greatly needed for those who are in the moment of lack and those who are in the moment of sickness. And it's only temporary because we can all together in unity bring them to awareness, and we can bring them to a big level of health. So that's that. This is Dr. Akila, and I'm signing off, and I thank you so much for joining me for this episode. If you would like to contact me in reference to any of the things we stated here on the radio program, you can always call 770-603-0141. Be sure to check out our website, Celestial Healing Wellness Center, at healingpowerhour.com. I'm going to end this episode with one of my favorite songs, which is called Magic, how appropriate, from the Chocolate Soul CD. Big ups to my friend Will G of Chocolate Soul. And I wish upon everyone who is listening to today, I wish upon you blessings of peace, love, health, and prosperity. This is Dr. Akila, and I am gone. See you until next time. Thank you.